65-07-29, side 2, continuation of Taos vocabulary. How would you say again he died?
Piua.
And how would you say he died from hunger?
Piua.
Mm-hmm. What is the word for hunger?
Hunger.
Yeah.
Hapio.
Okay. Can you say where it is standing?
Choyokwe.
Huh?
Choyonakwe.
What does that mean?
Where it is standing.
What part of that means where?
Choyo.
And what is the rest?
Kwe.
And that means?
Then.
Mm-hmm. We're standing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is the word for dead?
Piwin.
Huh?
Piwin. Mm-hmm.
What is the word for sad?
Sad?
Sad.
Pinin.
Mm-hmm. All right. What is the word for a dead body, a corpse?
Piukui.
Huh?
Piukui.
What does that mean?
Lying dead.
Lying dead. Mm-hmm. How would you say it's been killed? It's been killed.
Attahotia.
Huh?
Attahotia.
What does that mean?
It's been killed.
How would you say he will kill?
Ohochi.
Mm-hmm. How would you say killing?
Hoke.
What does that mean?
Kill him.
Mm-hmm. Can you say satisfied?
Hote.
Huh?
Hote. Hote.
What does that mean?
That's enough.
That's enough. Okay. Can you say, I'm not satisfied, I'm dissatisfied?
Tapewa.
What does that mean?
I'm satisfied.
Means I am satisfied.
I am satisfied.
How can you say, I'm not satisfied, I'm dissatisfied?
What do you mean?
I'm dissatisfied, I'm not satisfied.
Tapewa me.
Huh?
Tapewa me.
Can you say he's satisfied?
Ewenpewa.
Can you say he's full? He's had enough?
Ewenhawa.
Does that mean enough or?
Enough.
Enough. Can you say satisfaction?
Pewawen.
Again?
Pewawen.
Can you say it's light? Like when there's light in the room?
Light.
Mm-hmm. It's light. It's light. It's not dark.
Open.
Huh?
Open.
Mm-hmm. Can you say he knows how? He, one who knows how?
He will or not be.
Again. That means?
He knows how.
He knows how. Okay. Had bed. Can you say, I saw the bed?
What?
I saw the bed. I saw the bed.
Tanakuimona.
Huh?
Tanakuimona.
What is the word for bed?
Kuyen.
And mattress?
Kuipamon.
Can you say he learned it?
Onapepun.
Huh?
Onapepun.
That means?
He learned it.
Mm. How can you say learning, the learning?
Onapehu.
What is that?
Learning.
But that means what? He is learning?
Yes, he is learning. Onapehu.
Can you say one who is, he is tricky? Can you say tricky?
He wins, oh yeah. He's funny.
He is funny. Mm-hmm. Can you say the other expression, he knows how, to mean he is tricky? Can you use the same thing? You wouldn't use that. Can you say he is able? He knows how he is able to do something.
He went not here.
Again?
He went not here.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a plant that's a cattail? We used to call it cattail. You know what that is?
No.
Can you say he's fixing a bed? He's preparing a bed, fixing it, making it.
Nakui piahu.
Okay. Can you say rotten of something which is spoiled? It's rotten.
Pinya.
Huh?
Pinya.
What does that mean?
Rotten.
Can you say it is rotten?
Being yahoo.
Okay.
Getting rotten.
Getting rotten. Mm-hmm. Can you say clean? It is clean.
Naka. Naka.
Clean. Can you say visible? Something that can be seen, it is visible.
Napeo. Mm-hmm.
It's just about daylight. How would you say that? It's just about daylight.
Hiao Lord.
Huh?
Hiao Lord.
What does that mean?
Way early in the morning.
Way early in the morning, all right. What is the word for evening?
Nakemo.
Huh?
Nakemo.
What does that mean?
The evening.
Mm-hmm. How about night?
Nowhere.
Oh, that's right. How about twilight? Just when the sun goes down, the twilight before it gets dark. Can you say twilight?
Nakemo.
Same as evening?
Yeah.
What is the word for daylight?
Opeño halu. Opeño hu.
Again?
Opeño hu.
That means?
Daylight.
What does it mean?
Opeño hu.
And it means?
Daylight. Getting daylight.
Getting daylight. Right. Could you say evening star?
Nak emo pachasane.
Huh?
Nakemo pachasane.
More than one?
Nakemo pachasane.
Can you say city? City?
Town? City?
Yeah. Town?
No.
You can't say that. Can you say, why are you going?
Hecheche ameo.
Huh?
Hecheche ameo.
What part of that means why?
Hecheche.
Can you simply say, are you going?
poco a mejor.
All right. Can you say you are going? You're going.
A mejor.
Okay. How would you say where are you going?
Choquilche a mejor.
What part of that means where?
Choquilche.
All right. How would you say what is that?
Heleche int.
What part means what?
Heleche.
What is the word for three?
What?
Three.
Pacho.
Mm-hmm. How would you say a bloom, like the flower is blooming, just bloom?
Ipanhu.
Huh?
Ipanhu.
What does that mean?
It's blooming.
It's blooming. What is the word for flower?
Panem.
Huh?
Panem.
And more than one?
Panene.
Do you have a word that you can, or an expression that you can use for a wreath around the head, like flowers they put around the head?
Echin.
Huh?
Echin.
And what does that mean?
A wreath around the head.
Mm-hmm.
A wreath for the head.
Mm-hmm. How is it again?
A wreath for the head.
And what is the pick wreath for?
Echin.
How would you say already?
Chano.
Huh?
Chano.
What is that for? What is that word?
Already.
And what is it in Picarese?
Oh, already.
No, give me the Picarese for.
Ojeam.
Again?
Ojeam.
Okay. Is that the same, mean the same as the other one you gave me?
The same.
Same. The word for food?
Kalen.
Again?
Kalen.
More than one? Lots of food?
Kalen.
Mm. What would you call a person who is a waiter or a waitress, one who puts food on the table? Do you have a word for that?
Spanish.
Spanish, all right. How would you say cook, cooking? I am cooking.
Tapaltaho.
Huh?
Tapaltaho.
Okay. The word for kitchen?
Kaltuna.
What is it?
It's a restaurant, Kaltuna.
Kaltuna is a restaurant?
Yeah.
What does that mean in Picarese? Food what?
Food house.
Food house. Alright. What is the word you use for kitchen?
Cocinana.
That's from Spanish.
Spanish, yeah.
And what is more than one? More than one kitchen?
Cocinane.
Mm-hmm. How about the cook, the person who cooks? Do you have a word for the cook?
Calpiane.
More than one?
Calpiane. Paltane, I mean. Paltane.
What is that?
Cook.
Again?
Paltane.
More than one?
Paltane.
Okay. Trousers?
This one?
Yeah.
Pamoene.
More than one?
Pamoene.
What does that mean? Thigh?
Leg sack.
Leg sack. Pumpkin?
Pan.
Again?
Pan.
More than one?
Pan.
What's the word for legs?
Leg.
Paem. Huh?
Paem.
More than one?
Paen.
Pumpkin or squash is the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you say a loaf of bread and the bread that you buy in the store? Do you have a word from Spanish for that?
Pan in.
Huh?
Pan in.
In more than one?
Pan in. Pan in is one.
Mm-hmm. In more than one?
Pan in.
Mm-hmm. What is the word for a Pawnee Indian?
Panane.
What is it?
Panane.
More than one?
Panane.
That means just Pawnee.
Pawnee.
Oh. Cloth. That's from Spanish too. Sweet potatoes. Do you have a word for sweet potatoes?
Papa asen.
Again?
Papa asen.
What does that mean?
Sweet potato.
What part is potato?
Papan.
That's right. The other one is sugar. Sweet. More than one sweet potato would be?
Papan.
No, sweet potato. One more than one sweet potato.
Papan.
You're giving me potato.
How's that?
Sweet potato I want.
Papa asen.
More than one?
Papa asen.
Ah, that's it. How about fried potatoes? Can you say fried potatoes?
Papa chulen.
And more than one? Or are they just
the same?
Papa chulen. How about mashed potatoes?
Papa puwin.
Again?
Papa puwin.
What does that mean?
Grind.
Potatoes. Potatoes grind. The word papane. What does that mean?
Oh.
Papane.
Is that Spanish? That's been papane.
What is that?
Potato.
How about give me the word for potato.
Papane.
Now give me the word for an older brother.
And papa's omen.
Huh?
And papa's omen.
Do you have one word that sounds for just brother, that is an older brother?
Papan.
Again?
Papan.
The word for potato?
Papan.
Oh. Oh, you're having fun again. Let's have the word for potato.
Papan.
The word for brother?
Papan.
Let's try that again. Word for potato?
Papan.
And the word for the brother?
Papan.
All right, now more than one potato?
Papan.
And more than one brother?
Papan.
It's pretty close, isn't it? Word for potato again?
Papan.
And brother?
Papan.
Alright. And potatoes?
Papan.
Brothers?
Papan.
Okay. What is the word for a pie or pastry from the Spanish?
What?
The word for a pie or pastry in Spanish, do you use the word?
A pie?
Mm-hmm.
Asian.
Huh?
Asian.
And more than one?
Asian. Mm-hmm.
Can you say third, like in third place? Or
can you,
huh? Alright, how would you say three places? Three places.
Pachuita.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the third again? Third?
Pachuita.
What is that one then?
Three times.
Three times. All Can you say, suppose you are going?
Suppose?
Yeah, suppose. This is what I want to get is for suppose.
I hen a meme.
What is the part that means suppose?
I hen.
What's the closest in English for it?
If you want.
If. Yes, if you want. Mm-hmm. How would you say forgetful?
Ayen.
All right, let me have three trees. You say three trees.
Pachusan.
Three nails.
Pachutatanen.
Huh?
Pachutatanen.
Nails, is that nails?
Yes.
Three Mexicans.
Pachuquenkun.
Three mountains.
Pachupin.
All right. Three moccasins.
Pachukunen.
The word for 30.
Pachuete.
Say, can you say, sloping gently with this, just a small slope.
Quite poor. Sloping.
Do you have an Indian measure of distance, something like a mile, so that you can tell how far things are away? Do you have anything?
They used to have a stick to measure a distance of land.
What was
it? Time stick, I think it was given by old Mexico.
Uh-huh. What do they call that?
Yardstick something. Nanchawemo in Indian.
What is
land
it?
Land measurement.
What
land was? Land measurement. Nanchawemo.
Mm-hmm.
Nanchautoemo.
Huh?
Nanchautoemo.
What is the word for land?
Namen.
Can you say flat? Something which is flat?
Palla.
Again? How is
Palla.
It? Mm-hmm. You have a word for a groundhog or a gopher?
Prairie dog?
Groundhog.
Groundhog.
Or gopher. Something like manna.
Pane, yeah. Sí.
How is it?
Pane.
More than one?
Pane.
Okay.
So that they go up and go down.
Yeah, the gophers.
Yeah.
What is the, do you have a word for floor paint? Paint the floor?
Panahon.
Again?
Panahon.
Mm-hmm. How would you say on the floor or on the ground?
Panakeai.
Huh?
Panakeai.
Okay. What is earth, the ground, or the world? What is the word for that?
Nankeai.
Huh?
Nankeai. Panane.
What is it?
Panane.
What does that mean?
Floor.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between that and the other word you gave me for the earth?
Okay, I just top of the ground.
Mm. What part of that means ground?
Kea.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the earth called?
Earth what?
The earth, you know, earth itself.
Namen.
Again?
Namen.
Now your name, Indian name, is Painted Earth. What is that? What is your Indian name?
Patakuyen.
Again?
Pontiquin.
And what part does that mean painted?
The.
And what's Quien?
Laying.
Laying. And what part is earth?
On.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
On.
That's also earth.
That's his name, that's my nephew, Bon.
Oh, is that his name?
Yes.
What is the word for deer?
Ben.
Oh, that's different. Mm-hmm. How would you say I saw the land or the earth using that pa word, pan?
Dinamuna.
Huh?
Dinamuna.
How would you say you saw your grandson? How you saw it by call him by name?
Did not. Mm-hmm. Or just grandson?
No. Call him by name. His name Earth. Pan. That's his name, isn't it?
My nephew.
Yeah.
Pan.
Uh-huh. Say I saw.
Pan.
Yeah, I
Pan
saw.
Pan de Mona.
Would you say brain? I am bringing.
How's that?
How would you say I am bringing?
De my.
Huh?
De my.
Okay. What would you call a very flat country or a plain that's very, very flat?
Bon.
Huh?
Bon.
What does that mean?
Plain.
Plain.
Plain. Plain Indians.
What are the Plain Indians?
Plain Indians. Plain Indians are from our east.
Yeah. What are they called?
Bant Ayin.
Oh, yes. How would you say that which is flat, smooth land? Flat land.
Halan.
What is it?
Halan.
What does the halan mean?
Flat.
Flat. Can you say something like pa sope? Pa sope.
Masopeke.
Huh?
Robin is masopeke.
Oh. Okay. Can you get a word? This is funny. For geography, which would be something like earth book, or would you use an Indian word for that? Geography.
No, just the book, that's about a close.
What is it?
The book by reading, that's reading book, that's all.
What is it called?
The book.
Reading book. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the word for animal?
Pathun.
More than one?
Pathun.
What does that mean?
Animals.
Land,
stock.
Live?
Stock.
Stock. Oh, this would mean only certain kinds of animals? What would that include?
All.
Hmm?
All the animals.
Would it include things like dogs and cats and weasels and... Do you have an Indian word that for the United States?
Just in Spanish, that's all.
What is that?
Estados Unidos.
You don't use anything else. Okay. How about the President of the United States? Would you have an Indian word for him?
I can't think about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call a mountain valley?
Ipayana.
Huh?
Ipayana.
Yeah. And what does that mean?
Mountain valley. Plain or mountain plain.
Mountain plain. Where's the, what part of that is mountain?
In.
In Ayana. I see.
Ayana.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How would you say I'm carrying?
Tihuihu.
Huh?
Tihuihu.
Do you have a word that you use for a frying pan?
Spanish.
What is it?
Puelame.
More than one?
Puelame.
Mm-hmm. How about for a policeman?
Gen.
What?
Gen.
More than one?
Gen.
What does that mean?
Garters.
A garter. Mm-hmm. All right. Would you say, do you have a term to use for a person who is not tall, a short person? What is the word for the short, referring to people?
Olone.
Huh?
Olone.
Mm-hmm. How would you say those who are short?
In olone.
Alright, how would you say he is short?
Olone.
Huh?
Olone.
Alright, how would you say shortness? Being short, you know, shortness.
Olo on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have, a term for a fruit tree? More than one?
Ulan.
Alright. Does that mean any kind of fruit tree?
Any kind.
Do you have a term for, say, a plum tree?
Ocholen.
Huh?
Ocholen.
And more than one?
Ocholen is more than one.
Oh. Can you make it for one tree?
Ocholem.
Okay. Do you have a term for an orchard where they have lots of fruit trees?
Spanish, that's all I know.
What is it?
Cercana.
Okay. How would you say it's happening?
Napuihu.
Mm-hmm. How would you say it's near, close by?
Pu'ai.
How would you say it's beside? This thing is beside me. Beside.
Why-a.
Huh?
Why-a.
What does that mean?
Beside.
Beside. What is the word for Lieutenant Governor again? Lieutenant Governor.
Spanish, Teniente.
What is it in Spanish?
Teniente.
Or how about the Indian lieutenant governor?
That's what I
can't. You can't remember. We have it somewhere anyway. How about a ball, a round ball? What would you call a round, a ball?
A ball?
Mm-hmm.
Puhane.
More than one?
Puhane.
Is that different, or do you say the same?
What?
For a ball. What's one ball?
Puhane.
And more than one?
Puhane.
Okay. Do they play, do they use balls in playing different games?
Yes.
What kind of games do they play with balls?
Shinny.
Shinny.
Puha Juan Topa.
What is it?
Puha Juan Topa.
What does that mean?
With a shinny stick.
With a shinny stick.
They used to.
They don't do it anymore,
no.
Darling? When's the last time they've done it?
Oh, maybe about 20 years ago.
Not long ago? Mm-hmm. How would you say to someone who has lots of muscles, like a young man, how would you say you have lots of muscles in your arm?
On the chink we will die.
Huh?
On the chink we will die.
What does that mean?
Lots of muscles in you. Lots of muscles in you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the name of the shinny game now? What is the Indian word for the shinny?
Ohake.
Huh?
Ohake.
And more than one game?
Ohane.
Oh, puhane.
Ohane.
And what is the one then?
Ohane.
Okay. Puhake. That means the place where it's playing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How would you say chase? I am chasing.
Chasing?
Chase. Yeah, if you're chasing someone. I am chasing.
The man am who?
What is it?
The man. The poo hui hu.
Uh-huh, that's the one I wanted. What is it?
The poo hui hu. Well, I can get it sometimes.
And that's alright. What is the, does that mean I am chasing or I am chasing him?
I am chasing.
I am chasing, okay. How would you say nearby?
Bu'ai.
Huh?
Bu'ai.
What is it?
Bu'ta.
Right, what's the difference between the first one and the second one that you gave me?
Bu'ai.
What is that?
Close.
And the other one?
Closer.
Mm-hmm. And the second one?
Ooh-ai.
Mm-hmm. What is poo? You have something like poo. Quila? Quila?
Poo quila.
What's that?
Close by.
Close by. What is the word for a bee?
Poo melena.
Again?
Pumelene.
More than one?
Pumelene.
And for honey?
Ansene.
That's sugar, isn't it?
Sweet.
Sweet. Do you have another, can you say something that means specifically honey? Can you say bee sugar or something like that to mean honey, or don't you do that?
Kakkapoyan asene bee honey. Kakkapoyan asene.
How is it?
Kakkapoyan asene.
And what does that mean?
Bee honey.
Okay. You have a word that means enemy or war. What is that now?
Punen.
What does that mean?
My enemy.
Uh-huh. And more than one?
Punen.
What is the word for war?
Ukke.
Huh?
Ukke.
Place where there's enemy. How would you say we had war?
Kenapuwe an.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What is the word for a basket?
Putimo.
More than one?
Putine.
Mm-hmm. Do you have Ute Mountain? Do you know about that?
Yotap Inen.
Huh?
Yotap Inen.
What is that?
Ute Mountain.
Okay. You have a word for cigar?
Peusane.
Huh?
Peusane.
What does that mean?
Big cigar.
Does that mean big cigarette?
Big cigarette, yeah. Big cigar.
How about, do you have a word for a pohuaki? The pohuaki?
Pohuaki.
Mm-hmm. It's an Indian word for the Pohwaki?
Yes, I can think about it.
That sound pretty much like Pohwaki?
That's Spanish, though.
Oh, alright. The word for friend?
Uyen.
More than one?
Uyen.
What is the word? Supposing someone is engaged to be married, and we call it the fiancé. What is the Indian word for the person the one is engaged to be married to?
Mele.
Huh?
Mele.
What does that mean?
Engage.
Engage. Okay. Can you say friendly?
How's that?
Friendly.
Oh, you win.
Huh?
Oh, you win.
How would you say looking at? Now he's going to see, for example. He's going to go look at.
Timo, eh?
Does that mean I'm going to see?
I'm going to see.
What is the word for lick? Like licking stamps and so on. I am licking, would you say?
Looking?
Licking with your
licking
tongue.
Licking. Piponho.
How would you say, it's making a noise? Word for noise. Or say there is a noise.
Napontaho.
Huh?
Napontaho.
What does that mean?
Making noise.
Right. Can you say there is a noise?
Napon.
I'm making a noise.
I'm napon.
My noise. Can you say I am making noise?
I'm napon, yes.
That's my noise. Can you say I am making noise?
I'm napon aho.
What is the aho?
I'm making noise.
Can you say, what is the word for laugh? Say, I'm laughing.
Annapiahu.
Huh?
Annapiahu.
What part of that is laugh?
Pia.
Okay, can you say laughing, laughter?
Piahon.
Huh?
Piahon.
More than one?
Piahon is the same.
The same. Can you say he laughed?
Anapiamen.
Can you say he laughed at me?
Tapia amia.
Huh?
Tapia amia.
I was laughed at?
Yes.
Same thing, huh? Can you say he laughed at him?
Tapia amen. I laugh at him.
I laugh at him. Can you say he laughed at him? Someone else. He laughed.
Nap.
Hmm?
Tibia amen.
Huh? That means he? He laughed at him?
Tibia amen, yes.
Do you have any expression which means a smiling expression on the face or a nice expression?
Pia poin win.
Huh?
Pia poin win.
Do you have a word for a sister who is younger, just one word?
Pai toton.
Huh?
Pai toton.
Word for five.
Pano.
Pano
ete hua.
And 50?
Mase ete hua. Maase vette, 60 you mean?
50.
Oh, annu vette.
Okay. Can you say fifth place? The fifth place?
Annu itta.
Mm-hmm. How would you say it's getting ripe?
Na puhu.
Mm-hmm. What is the word for green corn?
Ichalen.
Mm-hmm. You have anything like for ane? Ane? For corn? It's ripening or something?
Mm-hmm. Pune.
Huh?
Pune.
That's the one. What is that?
Green corn.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between that and the other term? What is the term for blue corn? The one you gave me. Blue corn.
Ichalen.
That's the one you gave me before. Okay. Can you say be lost? Something that is lost. Be lost.
Panapun.
What does that mean?
I lost it.
I lost it. Alright. Can you say it's been lost?
Panapute.
What is that?
It has been lost.
What is it? Will you say it again?
Panapute.
It means I lost it already or something. Mm-hmm. Do you have a word for losing or throwing things away? Losing?
Panapunhu.
What does that mean?
I'm losing.
How about throwing away? Can you say I'm throwing away?
Tanapunhu.
Same thing. What is the term for cooked corn?
Pukhane.
Huh?
Pukhane.
Mm-hmm. What is the word for the top of the mountain, the peak?
Ikuta.
Huh?
Ikuta.
Mm-hmm. And wild tobacco?
Isian.
Huh?
Isian.
Okay. And the word for mountain?
In.
More than one, please.